Hey everybody, David Gear here. It is April 25th, Monday, and this is the Daily Dave. How are you? How was your weekend? And now we're back for more. Well, last week I talked about Sears and its wisdom and desire to shut down more locations, even though the economy looks like it's okay. Gasoline prices are stabilizing. They're not at that low that they used to be, but, well, hey, I'm not in that inner circle. And now, across the pond, over in England, two more UK retailers have signed on for bankruptcy protection. Chapter 11, or it's they're going into administration, the United Kingdom's equivalent of Chapter 11 bankruptcy. So, it seems that a department store, a huge department store, 10,000 jobs with about 164 stores throughout the UK. The department store is called BHS. It's been around since 1928. And now it seems that it's not doing so well. Apparently, someone is blaming BHS's demise on it being very slow to embrace digital transformation. But digital may not have saved them in any case, as their product was no longer relevant. This is a department store and their product not being relevant. Something's up. Looks like somebody's been watching a little too much, what's that called? Mr. Selfridge, and not enough stuff in the 21st century. But hey, it's neither here nor there. So again, what happens when you don't want to change? That's that. And then the other company is called Austin Reed. It's a menswear retailer. It's kind of like Men's Warehouse and Burberry. There we go. Well, no, Burberry is a British store also. It's British. Men's Warehouse and, what's the other one? It doesn't matter. Men's Warehouse. And again, there are only about 150 stores, and they only have 1,000 people. So it's a small stores. You know that. Men's retailers. Apparently, these people have been known to dress Winston Churchill, former Prime Minister Winston Churchill of the UK, and the Beatles. They were the ones that dressed them, so wherever they went, they got their clothes from Austin Reed. And again, with them, what can you say? Times have changed, and they're not moving up. Now I know, it's easier to get stuff off the rack now as opposed to going into a retailer and a menswear retailer and exclusively get fitted, measured, and have clothes made for you. That's one thing. And that could be a sign of the times that they weren't fully embracing what was going on and maybe trying a little bit more customization. But again, in England, as in any place, you get romantic about how you do business and you refuse to change because you think your long-term customers are going to be there for the long haul. Eventually, the long-term customers stop buying your merchandise. I know myself personally, there's a lot of stuff that I no longer buy because it's just not relevant to who I am today. It was relevant to who I was when I was 20. It was relevant to who I was when I was 30. But it's not relevant anymore. So what happens when those organizations stay stuck? And it's like, oh, well, he'll be around forever. He'll be around in his 40s and 50s and 60s. And halfway through that projection, I'm not buying. What does an organization do? So it's something to think about, folks, is stay ahead of the curve. Don't ride the wave. Ride the swell before it becomes a wave, and you'll be doing good. So that might be what happened here. Well, listen, this is Dave Guerra. This is Monday, April 25th, and this is your Daily Dave for today. And how do you like the new location? How do you like where we're at now as opposed to where we were before? Where now you can see all the ones below it. And let me know what you think. I'll talk to you soon.